They are the markets every investor wants to find before they take off. And after a 130% rise in China's locally traded market last year, millions of Chinese have poured their money into stocks. But that's making problems for a nervous government. Tyler Matheson is on the money.
China's individual investors have few options. So it's standing room only inside this Shanghai brokerage house, where they line up to buy and sell.
Our phone lines and trading systems are under a lot of pressure from the higher volumes.
These are just a few of the 90,000 new trading accounts open each and every day in China in this bull market, 35% more than just last year. With multiple IPOs, a stronger yuan, double-digit earnings growth, and a GDP up 10.7% in 06, many say the Chinese market may be on the verge of a shakedown.
What's different about 2007 is more volatility and less room for profits.
And as R. Cheng Li of CNBC Asia explains, the state government is worried.
For China's 80 million retail investors, trading in stocks is one of the few investment options they have. What the government doesn't want is for them to lose their hard-earned savings in a market bubble.
Despite bubble fears and the market's ups and downs, retail investors, for the most part, continue trading unfazed.
The corrections are good for the market in the long run.
Volatility is not scary. I'm sticking to metals and property stocks.
Foreign investors are taking profits, though, like UBS, the biggest foreign investor in Chinese stocks.
Switching, should I say, or selling down of stocks that we have held for quite some time, that our clients have held for some time, and then switching to new stocks, which is quite consistent with what I mentioned. People are looking for the stocks of lower valuation and really ditching the ones that, you know, have gone up quite a bit and taking profit.
But until Chinese investors can also invest overseas, the long lines like this at brokerage houses are likely to continue. On the Money, Tyler Matheson, CNBC.